Every entrepreneur has a vision. And if some employees are not fulfilling that vision, you have to let them go. The ideal situation is when the entire team is pulling together. Unfortunately, however, the more common reality is that a few individuals are pulling hard. A few are along for the ride, and a few others are actually hampering progress with their poor quality work, which is something you must continually struggle with.
I'm glad you pointed that out. I hope that will inspire entrepreneurs to devote more time to their selection of new employees. Is there anything else they should think about before starting the hiring process for a particular job position?
Small and medium-sized businesses always have to carefully watch their costs. Costs for wages and related payments are generally their biggest expenditure, which is why they should pay a great deal of attention to this. Maybe you already know what I'm going to say. Before you even begin to consider new employees, think about whether you've already got someone who doesn't have a full workload, who could handle the given activity without a problem at a lower cost.
Do you mean reorganising responsibilities and competences within the entire company?
You certainly must have studied this topic. You're right. And sometimes this is even strategically necessary. It doesn't have to be a big change in the duties of individual job positions. And it can not only save you wage costs, but also give you new ideas and vision.
Do you have an example for us to make it clearer?
Let's say you have three people in the marketing and sales department who are directly under the owner of the company. One is responsible for preparing promotional materials, one for establishing contacts with business partners, and one works in the field and visits customers. So that person is generating revenue. The other two are basically just cost items for the company.
Okay, and then what?
The owner of the company is not satisfied with the activities of the marketing and sales department and decides to hire a new person who will be tasked with visiting customers and offering them goods. Except all they need to do is think a little. The first employee, responsible for preparing promotional materials, is not that busy and can add searching for new contacts to their responsibilities. The second employee, who previously searched for contacts, can now head out into the field.
So the department continues to work with just three people but becomes much more effective.
It may seem like a small change, but it can lead to much greater flexibility for the entire company and better performance. Sometimes the answer may lie in moving an unmotivated employee to a different position with greater expectations for performance. And then both the employee and the owner of the company are satisfied.
That's interesting. So in this way, you can continually optimise the operations of the entire company.
Exactly. Eventually, you have to optimise. Nothing in the world is fixed. Everything is constantly changing. The number and size of contracts, product lines, suppliers. And not only that, but even the manner of communicating with customers or marketing methods. A good entrepreneur knows how to constantly adapt the number and quality of employees based on many of the factors we've mentioned. They are able to decide when to purchase certain services instead of creating a more expensive internal position.
What do you mean by purchasing services?
It's called outsourcing. And by suitably combining it with your own employees, you can optimize the economic efficiency of the entire company.
Hold on a minute. Could you explain that for us?
We've already said that employees are the greatest cost item. You have to realize that in addition to the wage you pay them, you also have to contribute towards their insurance and taxes. But that's not all.
What do you mean that's not all?
Each of them must have a place to work, which is related to paying the rent or possibly a loan for buying the property where the employees work. And they also need furniture, equipment, utilities and services.
OK, now I know what you mean. When you add it all up, it certainly gets very expensive.
Right. And often it's possible to purchase certain services more cheaply than by using your own core employees.